Okay, well, Lynn, if you listen on a regular basis, you know I recently got a little makeover on my kitchen pantry, thanks to the folks at Closet Concepts here in town. And I posted some before and after photos and videos of my updated pantry on my Facebook page. So this was probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, little did I know that organizing my groceries in my pantry was racist and sexist. Oh, yeah. Are you ready for the latest manufactured outrage from the left? So according to Associate Professor of Marketing Jenna Dretton at Loyola University in Illinois, she's noticed a recent uptick in what she calls pantry porn. She defines this as a plethora of social media videos where women show off their fully stocked kitchen and methodically organized pantries. Personally, I didn't even realize this was a trend. But she says this new standard of minimalism means more is more so long as it's not dirty or cluttered. Professor Denton went on to say that through her research, she discovered that, and I quote, cleanliness has historically been used as a cultural gatekeeping mechanism to reinforce status distinctions based on a vague understanding of niceness. Nice people with nice yards in nice houses make for nice neighborhoods. What lies beneath the surface of this anti-messiness, pro-niceness stance is a history of classist, racist, and sexist social structures. Tracing the pantry to the late 1800s, Professor Denton says the butler's pantry acted as an architectural touchstone of the wealthy. She goes on to write, and I quote, "This small space tucked between the kitchen and dining room was a marker of status, an area to hide both the food and the people who prepared it. Perhaps it's not surprising that pantry porn found its foothold during the COVID-19 pandemic, when shortages in the supply chain surged. Keeping stuff on hand became a symbol of resilience for those with the money and space to do so." I can't imagine what this woman would think about Community Harvest Food Bank down the street. Don't let her see that. Now, I realize that this story is ridiculous for a laundry list of reasons, which, by the way, I also shudder at the thought of her seeing how organized and clean my laundry room is. But, yeah, Professor Denton, I do have a follow-up question for you, you know, about all of your research and what you're saying here. Isn't it actually more racist and more sexist to assume only white women can have organized, clean pantries? I wonder what Michelle Obama would have to say about your research, or really any woman of color, or any woman of, quote, poor economic status. Isn't that racist and sexist?
Podcasts by Federated Media.